Hey y'all, it's Chris from Two Dope Bros Podcast, and I just came across some extra content that we had been sitting on for a while. It's about Big K's review of the Kanye West album, Jesus is King, and myself, Big K, and Cousin Ryan talk about Chance the Rapper's appearance on Saturday Night Live as the host and musical guest. Have a listen, enjoy, and let us know what you think. Again, you can email us at 2DopeBrosPodcast. That's the number 2, DopeBros, podcast at gmail.com. Thanks a lot, and enjoy the show. So this segment is probably going to be demonetized because we're going to be using some music. But after our horror movie, Halloween, all things spooky discussion, I think we need to center ourselves and just, we need to purify ourselves.
We don't want no devil in our house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus.
All right, and what better way to purify ourselves than with Kanye's newest album, Jesus is King?
Jesus is King.
And I'm going to kick that over to Big K with the review.
All right. What's going on, world, man? Yeah, we have a album review. Now, I did listen to Kanye West's album, Jesus is King. Now, if you have heard that, it's a little different side of Kanye, man. You know, from the old Kanye. And I think that's what a lot of people have problems with, man. They want that old Kanye. It's a hit or miss for me. I didn't like it, but I understand where Kanye's going with it. I mean, Kanye is... You know, he's a family man. He doesn't have to rap about a lot of that stuff that a lot of people are still rapping about. So, like he said just recently in an interview, there's no rules to hip-hop, man. You got snitches and everything out there. Why can't he do gospel? So, I feel it, man. He does have a couple of songs on here, man. I like Water. So, if you haven't heard Water, I'm going to give you a little snippet of that real quick.
Well, man.
Oh yeah, feel that vibe, man. All right, now with that song, I really do like that song. But I mean, with Kanye, man, like I said, man, he's gravitating, he's grabbing more fans, man. I mean, what better way? It's a lot of gospel people still out there. You can play this song in a church, man. It's very inspiring. I mean, you gotta love Kanye at the end of the day, man. I mean, from the time people do say he's going crazy and he's lost his mind and shit. He might have. And he might even lost his mind with this damn album. But, you know, I give it, me personally, you know, Kanye being Kanye, I'm going to give it a 3 out of 10, okay? And that's just me. That is just me giving it Kanye. Because I'm looking for that old Kanye too. So, you know, it's a good album though, man. So, y'all need to check it out. Jesus is King, okay? Go check that out, man. And you can send us emails, man, at 2DopeBros at gmail.com. I'm sorry, I almost messed that up there. But you can send us it and let us know what you think about Jesus is King. And we definitely will tell how you feel on this podcast. So let us know.
Now, that was Big K's review. Cousin Ryan, have you heard Jesus is King?
I've heard some of it.
Oh, I could play some.
And the reason I said some of it is because I couldn't get through all of it.
Amen.
Look, I'm a fan of music. So it's a lot of Kanye's work that I love and admire. The fact that he has been in this game and he had a whole lot of hits that we all grew up loving.
Shout out to Late Registration. Shout out to Graduation.
What? You know what I'm saying? We can't discredit any of that. But Jesus is King is not any of that. I'm sorry.
I ain't gonna lie, that's 11 tracks on here, and I only listened to...
No.
I got to number 8. The last... the 9, 10, and 11, I still haven't heard yet. We can hear it together if you guys want, but nah, that's the... I stopped after Ward, I liked it. That was number 7, and God Is. I don't know if I was cleaning through it or something, but it never made it to 9, 10, and 11, so...
When I heard that this album was coming out, all the synapses started firing, because I've been a fan of Kanye all the way from Death Poetry Slam. So when he originally did his song Self-Conscious, that was a slam poetry. So I'm way. I'm back in the, you know, Burberry and the backpacks Kanye. Like, I'm back to, you know, the Lacoste alligators.
with the collar popped up.
With the double collar. With the book bag, man. Yeah. So I'm down for Kanye. But the way that I pitched listening to this album to somebody was, I said, do you want to hear a gospel soul rap album as made by an insane person? And they said, that better not be that new Kanye, because I ain't listening. When Kanye's doing airpool, not carpool karaoke, because, you know, Ye got to do it big. When he's doing airpool karaoke with James Corden, they're on an airplane together, and Kanye has the entire choir that's backed him up for this Jesus is King album. So wow. They're going to sing while they fly. And James Corden asks Ye where he came up with the idea for Jesus is King, and he starts off by saying, well, y'all remember when I was in the hospital? When Kanye was in the hospital for, and imagine the air quotes here, exhaustion, when Ye lost his damn mind and was almost running around in traffic in his drawers like Martin Lawrence, he came up with the idea. He said that God had put it on his heart to start a church in Calabasas. And somehow that transformed to Sunday service in Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then that grew into this Jesus is King album.
Oh, God. We just have to accept the fact, man. Kanye went to the other side. And with the energy Kanye got, we love Kanye's energy and stuff, so why not, man? Let the gospel people have Kanye's energy for a little moment. He'll be back. I don't see Kanye doing this for a long time, man. I think he was trying to do something new. He thought it was going to be bigger than what it is. Or who's to say? I really haven't checked the numbers, man. He might
now be selling. See, this is the thing. He's getting people talking about it. And in interviews, Ye has said he even went to go back and retcon some of his old songs and take out the swearing and the sexual references. Airpool karaoke.
On his old music?
On his old music. He wants to re-record his old music without the swears and the sex stuff. So,
more money, huh?
So they start doing the intro to Jesus Walks. And the first line, you know what the Midwest is, young and restless, right?
Yeah.
They don't go to that. They go right to the part where Ye starts talking about Jesus in, like, the third, you know, verse.
Oh, gosh.
I don't want that. Like, this is my big thing with Ye. And, you know, I'm going to put it out there. And I'm going to say, one, when his mama died during liposuction, that broke him. And he lost his damn mind. Mm-hmm. And that's when he went into that crazy, you know, kind of tailspin. And I genuinely do feel bad for the guy because, you know, he's my age. I kind of feel like we grew up with him when he was doing beats for Jay, you know? And we see him grow into this artist, into this superstar.
He's a genius, man.
One of the biggest artists of the past 10 years. Oh, absolutely. Through the Wire. Recording a song with his jaw wired shut. Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. I will not say that I am not a Kanye fan. I will say, like everybody on the internet says, I miss old Kanye. Okay? Mm. I miss old Kanye.
Do you miss the old Kanye or the old Kanye? There's a couple of them.
I miss the pre-going to Trump Tower with your hair dyed blonde Kanye. I miss the guy before that guy. I miss the guy before he got involved with a certain family in Calabasas.
Yeah.
Which I don't think helps, but
I'm not going to cast aspersions on anybody's interpersonal relationship. That's not my place. I'm not them.
Is that a no for you, Kanye? Jesus King album?
I didn't make it past the part where he said, "You're my number one with the lemonade." I couldn't.
It was catchy, but the second verse threw me away. It's a thumbs down for me, man.
Thumbs down for me, too.
I need an alert noise. Can you throw me an alert noise?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Because I'm about to have a hot take. Hot take alert. I can't mess with this album, and I can't mess with new Kanye because I don't endorse Chick-fil-A.
Ooh, whoa.
Because of my personal beliefs, I cannot rock with Chick-fil-A. I've eaten the Spicy Deluxe. Okay, it tastes fantastic. But they are influencing lawmakers in Uganda to make homosexuality punishable by death. Like, they literally sent money.
Say that again.
Chick-fil-A is influencing lawmakers in Uganda, in a completely different continent across the world, to punish homosexuality by the death penalty.
What the fuck?
And I'd like to follow that up with saying that that is some of the most deplorable shit I could ever hear. But none of that's gonna stop me from eating Chick-fil-A. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
At all. Not at all. The only thing that's gonna stop me from eating Chick-fil-A is a Sunday. Every other day, it's a go.
Chick-fil-A. Man. Shout out to Chick-fil-A. Man.
Every other day, it's a go.
Shout out to Chick-fil-A and A.
Shout out to Uganda and any other place.
No. I mean, y'all can...
Just the food, man. But fuck them as a person, man. That's my first time I knew about that. That almost make me... See, not want to get a large macaroni just like
that. You're not going to upsize your meal in protest.
Mac and cheese alone.
Yeah, but if they out there doing shit like that, we got to stop supporting shit like that, man. If the food's not that good, man, if they out there doing that shit, man, Chick-fil-A, you have to talk to us, man. You got to email us and tell us what's going on, because I don't like that.
Like I said, this is definitely going to be a demonetized segment.
Yeah.
This is the last episode of the podcast.
We're back, Rob. Thanks to Chick-fil-A.
Now, going back to the overall theme of Chicago and, you know, gospel, rap, Kanye West, that whole idea. Chance the Rapper was the host and musical guest on Saturday Night Live this past week. Did you catch it?
I did, man. But you want to know something? Shout out to Chance. I really don't like Chance. I don't know why.
Thank you.
I ain't really gave him a chance.
Thank you.
But I watched a couple of interviews with him. I even watched him in the carpool with...
James Corden.
Yep, James Corden. He a cool dude, man. I don't know. And I watched him, Cardi, and T.I. on that new Netflix show. What is it? Lyrics
and Flow?
Yeah, which somebody just won that D Money or something. Shout out to him, because I didn't even know it was over already. But damn, first season. But yeah, they...
So now give it to me why you don't like Chance.
Well, I really never gave him a chance, man.
Have you heard Color and Book?
No, I have not. Chance the Rapper a chance. I don't know why. He doesn't just gravitate. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm going to have to give him a chance. I'm going to have to. It's not like, it's just, I don't know. I miss his wave somehow. I don't know how. But, you know, it got to the point where he popped up and I was like, who the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying?
He's
doing music with everybody, though, bro. And people was actually respecting him. And I've seen him more than just on a music platform. So I do need to check him out, because he actually doing stuff with the platform that he has. So
I'm going to be honest with you.
Go ahead.
I couldn't name not one of his songs.
No problems
with him, Lil Wayne, and 2 Chainz. That was off Coloring Book. Which, if you're going to listen to any Chance album, listen to Coloring Book.
I'd heard people bump that like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's got Kanye on the first track. Okay. That's got Lil Wayne. That's got 2 Chainz. It's got Kirk Franklin.
Yeah, I heard him rapping some shit up in all.
J Electronica.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought he was passed away.
I was about to say that.
No, they just haven't ever dropped a Jay Electronica album.
Oh, okay. But, all right.
But it's the perfect blend. It is like you're a kid from the inner city who grew up going to church. Mm-hmm. And this is the stuff that you would rap about because your friends and family still live in the inner city. Mm-hmm. You still go to church. So he's rapping about smoking weed. He's also rapping about going to church.
Yeah.
He's rapping, you know, about his girl's ass. And he's also, you know, rapping about, you know, getting down on his knees for Sunday service.
He's married, too. Man, I seen that on the Ellen show. He was talking about Offset, like, talked him into getting married.
You know, Kanye actually tried to join the wedding band at Chance's reception.
Okay.
And him and Kim came late to the service.
Oh, you can't do that. Would you let him in, though? Would you let him in? If Kanye was at your wedding, they were like, Kanye, yeah. And they was waiting for you to say, I do. And they was like, no, you got to answer for Kanye. What you wanted to do? What would you do?
Oh, I'm waving yeah. I'm waving yeah.
I'm going to say that depends. That depends, my nigga. What you playing at the reception?
Not even that. Jesus is king. What you planning on doing in this wedding?
Or late registration. King,
man. Shout out to Jesus is King, man. That motherfucking album is all right, man.
You gave it a 3 out of 10.
That's what all right means. Nah, I couldn't do it, man. I mean, I couldn't, man. I know the old Kanye. That's not him, man. I don't even feel like he's comfortable doing that. He seemed happy. If it's legit, then I'm rooting for Kanye. But if it's a money scheme type thing that you just want to, I don't really like this Kanye. He just doing everything. He almost like Hustle Man. You know what I'm saying? He just trying to do everything. Like, what you can. I mean, why not? Fuck it. Why not?
Let's bring it back to Chance. So another album. Another album.
Rest in peace, John Witherspoon. By the
oh,
way.
Pops!
Yeah. Bang, bang, bang!
We'll talk about that in a second. I watched the Chance the Rapper Saturday Night Live episode, and it seemed like it was written for, like, all the sketches were pitched. It was like, because you want the old ladies at church to still think that you're a good boy.
Yeah.
Like nothing was ridiculously edgy. Like,
and that's not Saturday Night Live. You know, no, they get wrong.
That's not Saturday Night Live. But you could tell, like, there was a skit where Chance character meets a girl at a bar, and because they're in love, they start to float. But once they kiss, he realizes he's not really that much into her, and so he's sinking down, and they're knocking stuff all over. There's one where it's a commercial for choir robes. There's a really funny skit, though, where he plays a kid who, they give you the typical, you know, Sunny D setup where a bunch of kids come back to his house after school and he starts going through the snacks and he keeps going and they're like, oh, Kevin, you know, aren't your parents really strict? And he says, haha, they used to be. And the whole premise of the skit is that Kevin has killed his parents and put them in the refrigerator. And now he's bought all these snacks and his friends are on the verge of finding out. But he whips out tasty toasted treats, which are like these Pop-Tarts.
Guilty.
And they stop asking questions. So, I mean, the sketches were pretty tame. You know, like I said, there were a couple that made me laugh out loud. There was one that was cut for time. It was called The Sober Brothers Learn About Crack. And Kenan Thompson really killed that. They were two, you know, like anti-drug speakers in the 90s. And they're trying to talk to kids about the dangers of cocaine.
Oh, God.
And then the kid is saying, well, they have this new way. And Keaton's character says, well, it's so expensive. And he goes, well, it's really cheap. And he's like, how cheap? Oh, well, you know, cocaine will ruin your nose. And he goes, well, you can smoke it now. What? And so the whole skit is Chance trying to be a good guy and tell these kids to stay off drugs, where the kids are telling his partner all the cheap ways you can get into crack. So that was cut for time, but that was probably the funniest part of the whole episode. And then I said all that to say this. Chance, as the musical guest, did songs off his new album, The Big Day.
How was it?
I am not a fan.
Are you serious?
See,
that's
going
to be hard for me because I wasn't a fan.
Fan.
What if I hear this new album and like it? And y'all like, nah, that's not the Chance that I have. That's gonna suck.
But Chance he's changed so much over the years. So you can really, you know, take a different album as different parts of his growth. But here's my whole thing. The Big Day is about him getting married, and it makes you feel like you're at his wedding reception. They've got little skits. Yeah. I think John Witherspoon is actually on one of those skits for The Big Day. But I didn't care. Yeah. I didn't care about any of the songs. Nothing really stood out to me. Nothing was really great. Like, I felt like I was at a wedding that I really didn't want to be at. You know, this is cool. I hope y'all have open bar. Yeah. But I'm not really sticking around for this music. Like, Chance has made it. He's gotten to that point now where he's super famous.
You got to maintain it, though, man. I mean, do you think his music changed, like, because he didn't win, like, mainstream? He didn't get pop. Like, you know, he just got too famous. Because I feel like that with Future. You know what I'm saying? Future was on a roll, and then all of a sudden he got really big, and it was just the same shit sounded the same. Is he rapping? Is he sounding the same, or is it just like...
Well, he has the one song with the video out now. It's got DaBaby in it.
I seen that.
And Hot Water.
I hated it. It's catchy for dumb people. I mean, you know, he dumbed it down, and it's going to work in the club. I didn't like it.
He says, hot water, hot shower. My lawyer says it's important. I'm going to call him in an hour. I can't relate. I don't have my own attorney on retainer. I don't.
Yeah, and that's crazy. When I seen the video.
Even then, he's saying it's important. I'm not going to wait an hour to call this mother.
Like, he made a song on one of his first albums. It might have been with The Social Experiment, called Cocoa Butter Kisses, about how his grandma doesn't want to kiss him, you know, on the cheek because he smokes Newports and she don't like the cigarette smell. So he made a whole song about that. And now he's talking about, my lawyer says it's important, I'm going to call him.
You're dumbing it down, man.
I don't care. I'm sorry, Chance. I love you, but this new album, I don't care. Your Saturday Night Live performance, I didn't care. Thanks, you need to eat some vegetables, bro. That was letting the culture down on Carpool Karaoke. He didn't know what a carrot was, he could recognize a Twizzler just by feel. It was real disappointing. Sorry. So, we're gonna take a break and try to recover from that. We'll talk to y'all in a minute.
And that's gonna do it for us this week, folks. If you want to interact with us on social media, you can find us on facebook.com at Two Dope Bros Podcast, or on Instagram at Two Dope Bros Podcast. You can also email the show at twodopebrospodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's the number 2DOPEBROS podcast@gmail.com. We're going to have some new content for you coming up in the new year. Got our buddy Sean, friend of the show. He's a YouTube video game streamer known as Nephew2Real434. Go ahead and check him out. And if you have a business or music or anything else that you'd like to plug on the show, don't be afraid to send us an email. Once again, that's twodopebrospodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.